Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah, Daf Vav, Avodah Zarah 6. And today's Daf Yomi picks up on a line from our Mishnah back on base, Amud Aleph, where our Mishnah had said that 3 days prior to an idolater's holidays, Gimel Yomim Lufnei Eideim, it is usher to engage in any business with them. And the understanding of this is that is prohibited to sell to them an animal. And what are the reasons why? What are the reasons why the Mishnah says it's prohibited? So the Talmud assumes that there's two possibilities. One possibility is that the concern is that as a result of this, the idolater, the Akum, is going to profit from the fact that they are getting a closing of a business deal. And as a result of this, they're going to say the name of their God, who they worship, their false God, and they're going to praise their name as a result of having done a business deal. And this is in violation of Exodus 23:13, which states, V'shem Elohim Acherim lo tazkiru lo yishamal picha, that the name of an false God should not be mentioned and it should not be heard but as a result of you. So therefore, a Jew has to try not to cause the name of the idolatry to be stated. And so therefore, if we're concerned, Mishum Harvacha. On the other hand, there's another concern. Doma Mishum Hufnei Iver Lositei Michshol. We're concerned that we may be facilitating their idolatry because we will be giving them an animal, and as a result of this, they're going to be able to worship their deity. So if that's the case, we would be in violation of what it states in the Torah in Leviticus, you shall not place a stumbling block before a blind person. And this doesn't mean literally a stumbling block. It means that we're not allowed to enable somebody else to commit a sin. And so therefore, by giving them an animal, we are enabling them to sin. So the Gemara asks, what is a nafka mina? What is the practical difference between these two reasons? And the Gemara's answer is the Islay Behema Ladidei, where the idolater has their own animal. So if you're going to be concerned, Mishum Harvacha, if you're going to be concerned that you're enabling a business deal which is going to cause them to praise their God, Hakam Ravach, then even if the idolater has their own animal, they're still going to praise God as their God as a result of this. However, E Amrit Mishum Lufneiver Otite Michshol, that's if you say the concern is because of not placing a stumbling block before a blind person, well, that's not going to be a concern here because the idolater already has an animal. You're not doing anything. You're not facilitating his ability to worship idolatry. So the Gemara says, well, you mean to say that if the idolater already has an animal, you're not going to be in violation of Lifnei Iver. You're not going to be in violation of not helping somebody to sin. But what about the fact that there's a brisa? And what does the brisa say? Minayin shlo yoshid adam koshal yayin l'nazir. How do we know that a person is not allowed to extend a cup of wine to a nazir? A nazirite is a person who has said that they're not allowed to drink any wine, or Aver Minachai of Ne Noach, or a limb from a living animal to a Noahide who's not allowed to do who's not allowed to eat it. How do we know that you're not allowed to extend your hand and give a cup of wine to a Nazirite? So the verse states, Lifnei Iver lo tite michshol. And the Gemara assumes that under these circumstances, that the Noahite could very easily get wine. So why under that circumstance, if the Noahite could get wine on their own, why is it prohibited for you to give the wine? So doesn't this indicate that even in a situation where they could get the wine on their own, you're still going to be in violation of Lifnei Iver Otite Michshol? So the Gemara says, no, Hacha B'maya Skinan, we're talking about a very specific case. When is it prohibited for you to extend a cup of wine to the Nazirite? Only Dekai betray Ivri Nahara, where the person who you're extending the wine to, the Nazirite, is on the other side of a river. So if they're going to be on the other side of a river, then we're going to say, then we are concerned, because you wouldn't be able to get that cup, the Nazirite would not have been able to get that cup of wine on their own. So only in a situation where the Nazirite would not be able to get that cup of wine on their own, only under those circumstances would we say that it is prohibited to give the Nazirite the cup of wine. But if the Nazirite would have been able to get the cup of the wine on their own, and by giving them the cup of wine, you're just perhaps making it easier for them to get the cup of wine, but you are not actually enabling them to get the cup of wine in the first place, then you have not been in violation of this prohibition of Lifnei Iver, because really they could have sinned on your own without any help. So therefore, this is what the Gemara says, and indeed the Gemara says, Dekunami, we can indeed infer this from reading this brisa very carefully, because the brisa says, Dekatani lo yoshit, velo katani lo yitem, because from the fact that the brisa doesn't say you should not give give a cup of wine to the Nazirite, all the Braisa says is you should not extend a cup of wine to the Nazirite, meaning to say that it would only be prohibited if it was on the other side of the river where the Nazirite could not have gotten it on its own. But if the Nazirite could have gotten it on its own, then you would be allowed to give the cup of wine to the Nazirite. This is the concept and the understanding of Lifnei Iver Utitei Michshol. What are the ramifications of not enabling somebody to sin by transgressing this concept of placing a stumbling block before a blind person? And this is obviously very relevant to our situation in our current world, where people around us are not everybody's in accordance with the Torah, and so are we allowed to engage in things where we think that there's still the probability that as a result of us doing this action, they're going to commit a sin? So Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igros Moshe Yoredeya Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Beis was asked about a case of a catering hall where people want to rent it out, and the caterer, who's a kosher caterer, is concerned that they're going to be doing things that are not 100% in accordance with halacha. For example, a type of dancing which would be prohibited. So is it permitted to rent out this hall to the catering company, to this wedding or so, from the catering company? So Rav Moshe Feinstein said, even in a situation where there are other halls to rent, where it's for sure not a concern of Lifnei Iver, it would still not be a problem, because we don't have to be concerned about Mesayei de Aver. We don't have to be concerned that you're helping them to sin, because really they could have gone anywhere on their own and done this action. So all you're doing perhaps is, by bringing it into your kosher catering hall, perhaps all you're doing is allowing them to eat kosher food. So adraba, not only is it not prohibited, it's perhaps a good thing that you should seek out such families to rent them. So it's not a concern of Lifnei Iver if the person could do this action on their own.